This is Amy.
Good evening, Amy. This is Susan from Opinion Research. We're doing a survey regarding about Phoenix. We're not selling anything. We're not asking for donations. Can you help us out with the survey tonight?
How long will it take?
Less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me see here. Okay. We can start. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, perfect. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. The area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is the definition clear, or do you need me to read the area where it says Levine again?
No, I live right on the border of Levine. I know where it is.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, now these are questions that the surveys are asking. Sex of respondent, male, female?
Female.
Okay, and what year were you born?
1970.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in a household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
My children are. They don't live with me, but my children are, yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
White.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. All right, so more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5.
Three.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
Four.
Four. Better street and road maintenance.
Three.
Okay.
Maybe two. They do all right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. More good paying jobs.
I mean, clearly, that always. I mean, five would say five.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Oh, definitely five. Definitely, we need that.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
Three.
Okay. Better public transportation options?
I would say three. It's actually not bad right now, so maybe
okay.
Three.
In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Employed. Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Work in warehouses, trade, or restaurants. Probably about the right amount.
Okay. Perfect. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
No, there are not too few.
Okay.
It's up and coming. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I promise this will be over soon. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't mind.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Now, it's going to be your answers. The answers that you have to give is yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? I'm sorry.
Me personally, am I speaking for myself personally?
I would think
or
it's
just
everything
the overall
in general.
Yes. And you said restaurants, bars, and what was the other one? Entertainment?
Entertainment venues.
I'm going to say no. We actually have quite a few of those.
Oh, okay.
We don't need more of those.
Doctor's offices and hospitals.
And what were my choices? Yes.
Yes,
can you
strongly.
Tell me my choices again?
Yes, it's yes strongly and yes somewhat. And last one, no.
I would say, gosh, they're building a brand new hospital, but I still am going to say yes strongly.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
I'll say yes somewhat.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We need more shopping. Yes.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains.
No, I'm not a fan of those. No.
Okay.
We've got enough of those.
Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? In your own words.
I would like to see a shopping mall and a store like a Costco or a Sam's.
I'm sorry, what was the second?
A big box store like a Costco or a Sam's.
Okay, let's see. Thank you. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't know. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Would you like me to skip this one?
As far as how many houses are available, because I'm not house hunting right now, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine, that is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is the housing affordability not a problem at all, or a slight problem, moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I imagine it would be slight to moderate. From my own neighborhood where houses used to sell in a weekend, the last house sold took more than a month. So, I don't know. It would either be slight or moderate. I don't know all of the living area well enough.
Okay. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine.
Okay.
Now, it's going to have to be the answer is the same. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no. Now, the first one is multi-housing. No, it's multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums.
No.
Single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
That would be okay. Yes, somewhat.
Okay.
Now, and I don't know if you mean like an assisted living center or if you mean like a 55 plus community.
If it's housing options for seniors, it would be like...
Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to leave it at yes somewhat. We always need that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, you mean with a Phoenix proper address? I've lived in the Valley for 15 years, but I've only lived in Phoenix for 2.5.
Whichever you prefer. I think that that would be like a, well, it doesn't really specifically saying, it's just saying in Phoenix.
Okay. Well, if we're going to include all of the satellite cities, it's been 15 years. If I said, I'm not sure what you're looking for.
So
yeah.
We're going from 10 to 11 years. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are
I do.
You living?
Okay. No, I own it.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Now, hold on just a moment. Let me see here. Just a second. Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly
repurpose
oppose.
Parking lots?
Yes, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I guess I would oppose it. That doesn't make much sense. I can't think of parking lots right now that are abandoned. I guess I would say I oppose that.
Okay, so strongly oppose. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes?
No. Okay. Very strongly opposed.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
What are my options?
It would be strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I guess somewhat favor.
Thank you. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No, strongly opposed.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
No, sorry, we don't need any more apartment complexes here.
Okay.
No, strongly opposed. I would not favor any more.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
No, I strongly oppose. We need to grow the commercial sector. I think the residential section is growing much faster than the commercial. It's not keeping up right now.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Was that high school?
A doctorate.
Doctors? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. And what is your annual household income? Just to stop me. Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000. $25,000 to $50,000. $50,000 to $75,000. $75,000 to $100,000. Or $100,000 to $125,000. Or more than
$100,000 to $125,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. $100,000 to $125,000.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Amy, A-M-Y.
Perfect. Thank you, Amy. Amy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you and answering the questions. You've been very patient with me in answering them and listening. This includes our survey. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening, ma'am. Thank you for
you as well. Good luck with your survey. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.